You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
From the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your Cruise News for Friday, April 22nd, 2022. Where are my manners? Happy Earth Day to you. MSC Cruise's upcoming ship, MSC Seascape, is set to be named in New York City this December. It'll be the first MSC ship to ever be named in the Big Apple. Immediately following the naming ceremony, Seascape will then head to Miami to begin a series of Caribbean cruises. Seascape will then start sailing year-round from the Brooklyn Cruise Terminal next April. This is the second Seaside Evo-class ship following MSC Seashore and the fourth vessel in the Seaside class overall. She is currently under construction at Fincantieri Shipyard in Italy. And Carnival Cruise Line's Carnival Splendor has arrived in Seattle after a voyage across the Pacific. The ship is set to restart sailings on May 2nd with an eight-night cruise round-trip Alaska. After that, Splendor will begin a series of seven-night Alaska sailings. In September, the ship will depart on a 24-night trans-Pacific voyage to Sydney, Australia, and resume its year-round cruises down under. And finally, luxury line Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Well, their ship Seven Seas Navigator arrived here in Jacksonville for a one-time visit on Thursday. The vessel is currently on a 25-night East Coast round-trip cruise from Miami. Along with the visit to Jacksonville, the ship hit Port Canaveral, Private Island, Great Stirrup Cay, Charleston, New York City, Boston, Halifax, Quebec, Bermuda, and a lot more. Seven Seas Navigator has a wide range of long voyages scheduled this spring and summer, including cruises in the Caribbean, Canada, Northern Europe, and the Atlantic. And cruise line stocks were down on Thursday. Carnival Corporation down 0.5%, 19.51. Royal Caribbean down 1.1%, 83.40. And Norwegian down 1%, 21.84. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have a great weekend.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.